A lanky engineering student with mismatched shoes stood at the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, preparing to attempt the high jump. What Dick Fosbury did next shocked the world. He turned his back to the bar and flopped over it backwards, landing safely on the foam mat below. He won gold, and nearly every Olympic high jumper since has used his technique. But here's the thing, Fosbury wasn't a genius. He simply noticed what others didn't. New foam landing mats made it safe to land on your back, opening up entirely new possibilities. This is the essence of non-obvious thinking, seeing beyond conventional wisdom to spot opportunities hiding in plain sight. Before thinking differently, you need room to think at all. This isn't about decluttering your desk. It's about creating genuine cognitive flexibility. Start with breathing. Most of us breathe shallowly, limiting mental capacity. Science journalist James Nestor found that free divers master breathing techniques rather than possessing exceptional lungs. The perfect breath involves inhaling and exhaling for 5.5 seconds each, breaking the pattern of detail blindness our routines create. Mental space requires ditching prebuttals, dismissing ideas before considering them. Unlike thoughtful rebuttals, prebuttals shut down dialogue instantly. We avoid reconnecting over past slights, judge colleagues from single mistakes, decide to hate things before trying them, create oasis moments, brief periods to slow down and reflect. Counterintuitively, embracing calculated danger sharpens awareness. The land, an unconventional playground in North Wales, lets children play with fire and sharp objects under minimal supervision. Despite these hazards, it reports no more injuries than traditional playgrounds because children become more aware of their surroundings. Once you've created mental space, develop skills to uncover insights, surprising truths that explain why things work. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jackie Bonaschensky teaches a powerful interview technique: avoid pre-scripted questions. Each question builds on the previous answer, putting people back into the movie of their own life. Instead of, "How did you feel?" ask, "What did you see first?" or "What sounds do you remember?" Sensory details reveal emotional truths direct questioning misses. The Korean concept of nunchi, pronounced nunchi, offers another tool: understanding what others think and feel without direct questioning. Practitioners notice subtle cues, message response times, body language shifts, energy changes when certain topics arise. Hands-on experience provides insights observation alone cannot. When Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi went undercover as a driver, he discovered pickup location challenges and app interface issues invisible from executive reports. Nature offers perhaps the richest insight source. Architect Mick Pierce designed Zimbabwe's self-ventilating Eastgate Center after studying termite mounds, creating a building maintaining stable temperatures without air conditioning. The bullet train's aerodynamic nose was modeled after the kingfisher's beak. These biomimicry examples demonstrate how mindful observation inspires breakthrough innovations. After gathering insights, identify the real problem beneath surface issues. When Elisha Otis demonstrated the first passenger-safe elevator at the 1853 World's Fair by cutting the supporting rope while standing on the platform, he wasn't just showcasing a safety break, he was solving the deeper problem, convincing a wary public to trust elevators with their lives. Use the five whys technique, repeatedly asking why something is the way it is, to drill down to root causes. Finding common themes among disparate insights sharpens focus. When analyzing various trends, the unifying element of human mode emerged. The idea that as our world becomes increasingly digital, people seek authentic, sometimes imperfect experiences delivered by humans. Physically laying out ideas on a whiteboard or table reveals these connections. Learn to be a satisficer rather than a maximizer. Maximizers seek only the best and often feel regret despite making objectively better choices. Satisficers settle for something good enough without worrying about missed possibilities. Develop clear criteria for decisions and commit fully to avoid paralysis from endless options. Constraints often spark creativity. Dr. Seuss wrote Green Eggs and Ham using only 50 words, creating a beloved book with over 8 million copies sold. Henri Matisse produced iconic art through paper cutouts while bedridden. Nintendo's Koji Kondo crafted the instantly recognizable Super Mario Bros. Soundtrack using just 5 repeating tones due to storage limitations. University of Amsterdam research confirms that limited options generate more varied creative solutions, a phenomenon called creative limitation. As Antoine de Saint-Exupéry noted, a designer knows he has achieved perfection not when there is nothing left to add, but when there is nothing left to take away. AI tools work best as collaboration partners for augmented creativity. Musicians generate chord progressions within specific scales, photographers apply filters within stylistic parameters, writers use AI assistants with tone constraints. Beyond art, constraints drive business innovation. IKEA thrived by embracing flat-pack shipping constraints, revolutionizing furniture design. Twitter's 140-character limit forced concise, creative communication. The final step involves taking insights in unexpected directions. One powerful approach is seeking flip solutions that reverse standard practice. Teachers Aaron Sams and Jonathan Bergman revolutionized education by recording lectures for home viewing while using class time for hands-on learning. Airbnb turned private homes into hotels. Dollar Shave Club switched razor sales from retail to subscription delivery. Finding option C solutions beyond obvious binary choices represents another twist technique. Despite Soviet imprisonment, Genrikh Altschuler developed the TRIZ method, focused on identifying contradictions and finding unexpected third options. William Brower's futon, a hybrid bed couch, exemplified this approach by creating an entirely new category. Defining yourself by what you're not creates powerful differentiation. Taco Bell's Think Outside the Bun highlighted their non-burger identity. The Hans Brinker Budget Hostel marketed itself as the worst hotel in the world, turning basic accommodations into attention-grabbing assets. Creating specialized language makes ideas memorable. Phil Dusenberry transformed GE's advertising with "We bring good things to life." Taylor Swift has Swifties, Beyoncé has the Beehive. These linguistic innovations create strong bonds and cultural touchstones. Apple transformed I into a prefix signifying personal technology. In 2012, scientists discovered that Sandy Island, marked on maps for over a century, simply didn't exist. When researchers arrived at its coordinates between Australia and New Caledonia, they found only open ocean. If an island believed real for 100 years could be fiction, what other entrenched mistakes remain unknown? Like the 400-plus Scottish words for snow, including flindrickin for a slight shower and spindrift for wind-blown snow, seeing beyond our limited vocabulary takes courage. The Scots' rich lexicon demonstrates how language shapes perception, revealing nuances others miss entirely. The world needs more people willing to question assumptions. Uber challenged the notion that only yellow taxis could provide reliable urban transportation. Airbnb reimagined empty rooms as potential hotel rooms. SpaceX succeeded by questioning whether rockets couldn't be reusable. Non-obvious thinking isn't about genius. It's about paying attention to overlooked details and developing mental flexibility. These breakthroughs came not from superior intelligence, but from the courage to see differently. The question isn't whether you can develop this skill, it's whether you have the courage to start looking.